Right, we'll check in now on the supermarkets, and joining us now is Kerry Hannafin from Countdown, representing Countdown Supermarkets. Good morning, Kerry.
Oh, kia ora. How are you?
I'm well. Okay, so a week or so ago, things were really stretched for you guys. Is it better now? I mean, are Kiwis getting in line, doing what they need to do when they go to the supermarket?
I'm kind of laughing because I was told that we wanted to have an upbeat interview, so I've had to change my whole approach.
Well, no, you just tell us how it is.
No, things are okay, I guess. We're not seeing the level of panic buying that we have seen, but we're still seeing, you know, pretty heavy demand. It's still very tough on our team, I'm not going to lie to you. There's lots of little joy, little moments of joy that our team get, every single person who thinks our team, it lands so beautifully. But there's still lots of, you know, unacceptable, just dreadful treatment of our team as well, and that's, you know, probably really tinged the week for us. But on the good news, we welcomed 1,000 New Zealanders into our business in the last week who have started up with us, which feels like such a little bit of joy and so much uncertainty for so many Kiwis in their employment. So, you know, hi there, my, to those people, and welcome. We have really sort of got our priority online service humming, and that feels so good as well to look after our most vulnerable New Zealanders. In a week where pricing has been in the media, I'm delighted to say that across our produce department, prices are 2.1% cheaper than last year. So that feels also really good for New Zealanders who may be struggling. We've closed some of our stores down to, you know, purpose fit them to be online delivery stores. We've given our team a pay rise. We've given rent relief to little businesses who are a part of our premises. We have committed to paying small New Zealand suppliers within 10 days so that they have some cash flow. So we feel good about all the little things that we're doing in our community and across New Zealand, but it's still pretty tough for our team.
The supply lines, chains, are they all working as they should?
Well, it's taken us a while to recover. Our supply chain was extremely destabilised by the past month's shopping, which has caused the impact, we're still kind of working through it now, but it is a little bit better with, I guess, with limited store hours, we're limiting the number of people in our stores, and we're kind of catching up. So our own DC system is definitely looking a lot better, and the team are grateful for that. We're still, you know, we've got a whole team of, you know, heroes working on securing, you know, food and groceries for New Zealand in the coming months. So we're working on that. The New Zealand supply chain in terms of food and groceries is looking strong. So I call out to all the New Zealand producers of food. You guys are heroes as well.
And for all those home bakers out there who seem to be snapping up the flour, is the flour shortage coming right?
There is obviously a lot of baking going on in New Zealand. We've got some intermittent supply of flour coming and going. It simply is a result of the demand for flour. So there are some empty shelves, but that's because we are baking hard out New Zealand. One of our little flour factories had some an electricity problem during the week, which meant they had 2 or 3 days of not being able to produce. So that's caused a backlog. But at the moment, it looks like there shouldn't be any long-term issue with flour. Although the Australian drought over the summer, you know, where we get some wheat from, that will obviously cause problems. That's not COVID-related, that's just weather-related. But there's quite a lot of things in play for flour.
Kerry, thank you very much for that. Kerry Hannafin, who represents the Countdown Supermarkets.